Hello. Good evening, Father. You're not close for the evening, are you? Excellent. I had feared that I'd been too late. Is it just you here? Oh, that must be lonely. Does nobody else come to visit you in the evening? That's a shame, but at least I'm here now to keep you company. Oh, yes. Sorry. I came here because I need to do the whole, you know, confession thing. You can? Yay. Yes, sir, right after you. Oh, well, I was hoping we could talk without that confession booth. But, Father, couldn't we do it without some old box? I do quite enjoy looking at that handsome face, and I'd be oh so disappointed to not look into your captivating eyes as I confess my darkest desires. Secrets, I mean. Uh-huh. Not a good enough reason. Okay, well, then, you know what? I'm claustrophobic. That's it. I didn't say it at first because I was embarrassed. And that's it. I don't like to admit that I'm afraid of tight, dark spaces. We can do it by the altar? Oh, yay. You're the best. Okay, is this where we'll do it? All right. Okay, I admit it's been a while since I've done this, so, like, how does it go again? All right. I'm sorry, Daddy, I've been a bad girl. Oh, your face. Was that it? Not done? Okay, let's see. Oh, silly me. Of course. Forgive me, Father, I have sinned. Okay, now what? All right, sure. Where should I begin? I know. Do you remember that couple that used to attend here? They got married about a month ago, that young strapping man who married the young brunette girl, the one with the sweet, innocent doe eyes. David and Tris, that's the one. Well, I don't know if you know this, but they split up, the poor things. Right, well, so this is embarrassing. The reason they did was because of me. Yeah, I had always wondered what he tasted like, so one night I found out. I went to his house and teased and licked him until he shuddered and cried out my name in pure ecstasy. We went at it over and over again until the morning sun came up the next day. Why? As I was leaving the house, the poor guy was so wrung out he could barely get up. I guess I really drained him. Oh no, there's more. Well, you see, I felt so bad about having sex with sweet David while he was married that I thought, you know, if one of them cheats, it'd be better if they were both on even ground. So I met Tris one night, and well, one thing led to another, and the next thing I knew, she was quivering around my fingers and writhing on my tongue and screaming in bliss. A poor girl had never been with a woman before, but I think she wanted more after a taste. Is that it? Let me think. Oh, who was that young man? Nathan? That was a lad. Well, I found out he was having a rough go of it. I guess he was upset over how lonely he was, and he was thinking of leaving the church. So I thought to myself, if the boy is so torn up over not having a girlfriend that he'll make a big decision like that, maybe I should go and comfort him. Well, unfortunately, things didn't turn out that way, and we ended up under the covers covered in sweat. And what? The boy needed comforting, and I thought that milking him was the best way to do it. Besides, I don't think he was sticking around anyways. As it turns out, he was a butt slut, a rather insatiable one, and... Oh, Father, please don't be mad. I just couldn't bear it. I had only the best intentions, I swear. It's just, I get so lonely, and sometimes all I need is a friendly touch. Can you understand where I'm coming from? You can? Oh, but Father, you're such a strapping young man. I'm sure you get all the ladies. How could you know how I feel? You can't get married? Ever. Oh, since they probably don't let you sleep around ever. And then, Father, are you a virgin? Oh, don't be embarrassed. You're too cute. Does the law of the church forbid such relations, or? I see. Well, does it say anything about smaller stuff, like kissing? No? Oh, I was only asking because of this. Oh, Father, I heard you moan. You really liked that, didn't you? What am I doing? Well, I'd hate to see a young, handsome guy like you feel so lonely. You're quite the catch, you know? Oh, don't send me away, Father. I know you're enjoying this. I know that. I know because I can feel this. You couldn't even hold back that moan, could you? Oh, poor baby. That's okay. That's okay. I'll just stroke over your pants and you can go ahead and keep lying that you're not enjoying this. Are you still trying to push me off? Fine. I've got you where I want you anyway. Let's do this the hard way then. There you go, big man. Hands pinned above your head as I'm free to grind and rub myself all over this growing hard on you've got. Why am I doing this? Well, I guess the whole act is pointless now, isn't it? There we go. Can you see them now? My wings, my horns, my long, leathery tail. Do you know what I can do with this tail? What am I? Really? You haven't guessed? You need to watch more hentai, my guy. I'm a demon. More specifically, I'm a succubus. There we go. That's a look of recognition. Now hold still and... What? No. I'm not going to kill you, shit for brains. If I wanted to do that, I'd just take you by force and drain you or stab you. Both equally effective, funnily enough. But no. I'm gonna make you my servant, my eternal slave. And for that, I'm gonna need your consent. For what? Well, there are virgins, then there are mega virgins to have sex with you, obviously. Why would you ever say yes? Oh, I don't know. Maybe it's because I'm straddling you and teasing you in the right way, driving you mad. Oh, with how close my touch is. But not close enough for you to get any kind of release. Maybe because when I kiss you, you couldn't help but moan into me, so sexually repressed that even the slightest attention left you whimpering for more? Maybe that? Or maybe because the pheromones I release have worked their way into your brain, causing you to fall so far in love with me that you'll beg. Oh, that you'll beg for just... touch. Or maybe. Maybe because your defenses have fallen so long ago that you never had a chance to say no. What happens if you say yes? Well, I'll show you carnal pleasures beyond your wildest dreams. I'll drive you mad in ecstasy and milk out every last drop until you're begging for rest. And then after that, well, you won't need to worry about anything else after that. You'll just be my little pet. Doesn't that sound nice? To live worry-free as my good little boy? Come on, Father. Don't you want to live worry-free as my good little boy? Ugh. Stop worrying about hell. It's not as bad as you think. Besides, pain can feel really good sometimes. Oh, you don't believe me? Well, then let me ask you this. Why did you moan when I slapped you? Hmm? Maybe you like this more than you'd care to admit. No? Oh, a whimper this time. You really do like being my little bitch, don't you? No, I know you can't think straight. Just say yes. Just say yes and follow your heart. What's that? One more time, louder for me, dear. Good boy. Let's just get rid of these. That gasp. You really do want this, don't you? Good boy. And look. Look at this beautiful cock. Oh, I can feel you twitch as I wrap my hands around it. No. Oh, I'm not gonna move my hand. No pouting now. You need to show me that you want this. Thrust up against my hand. Tuck my palm, boy. That's it. Oh, that's it, boy. Oh, your whimpers are so cute. You're so overwhelmed by the sensations that you've never felt before, aren't you? Oh, aren't you? Come on now. You can do better than that. There you go. I know you can. There you go. Finally getting into the spirit of things. Your desire is so strong, isn't it, baby? There you go. Fuck into my grip. Pant for me. Oh, I feel that desire, my good boy. You're getting close, aren't you? That's it. Go faster, harder. You can do it. You can do it. What's the matter? Confused as to why you can't come? Oh, it's driving you mad, isn't it? I'm gonna pull my hand away now. Don't cry. Don't cry. I thought you wanted to be my good boy. Good. Now, before I let you come, you must do one thing. Anything. You might regret that later, boy. Bow to me. You heard me. Bow. Confess that I am your master. You are my slave, and I own you now. Oh, good boy. On your back. So quick, so obedient. I like that in my good boys. Now, you might want to hold on to something. I'm going to be moving fast and I'm going to rock your world. Yes, you can hold on to my legs. Do you like them? We'll have to explore that later when you're mine. Now, I'm going to... Oh, fuck. Ooh, you're so hard for me. Oh, your moans got so loud. You want this so badly, don't you? Don't you, baby? Oh. Oh, you can cry. You can cry. You're safe with me now. I'm gonna start going up and down now. Oh, do you like that? Do you like when I slam down your cock, Pat? Do you like when I show you who owns you? Huh? You're not used to being with someone much stronger than you, are you? Heck. Oh, that's my good boy. This is my good boy. Bug your hips. Oh, fuck off into me as I slam down on your cock. Can you feel my tight pussy milking around your cock? Huh? Ringing itself around every nerve. That's it. That's it. Wrap your hands. Oh, wrap your hands around my waist. Fuck. 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 Oh, I'm gonna come on your dick. I'm gonna come on your dick. Do it, boy. Do it, boy. Do it, boy. Come now. Come. Come. That was quite an exercise. All right, I'm gonna stand over your face. Can you feel that? Can you feel it? My juices, your seed dripping out onto your face. Too worn to resist the urge to open your mouth. Taste it, boy. Taste the fruits of your efforts. Oh, you're getting tired. It's okay. Here, sweet boy. Nurse on my breast. Take it to your mouth. All right. When you wake up now, you're gonna be in your new home. Doesn't that sound nice? Yes, it does. That's it.